Marcus, let's dive deep into some concerning economic indicators that are painting a complex picture of financial system health. The Federal Reserve is flagging rising bank loan delinquencies across consumer, commercial, and real estate categories, which represents a broad-based deterioration in credit quality.
These delinquency increases are particularly worrisome because they're occurring during what's supposed to be economic expansion, Sarah. When loan defaults rise during good times, it suggests either the expansion is weaker than it appears or underlying credit standards have been too loose. The Fed's semi-annual supervision report showed modest increases in 2025, but any uptick during expansion is a warning signal.
Ray Dalio's assessment that the United States is past the point of no return on debt adds another layer of concern. Bridgewater Associates manages over $100 billion, so Dalio's warnings carry enormous weight in financial markets. If he's correct about debt sustainability, we're facing fundamental fiscal crisis ahead.
The debt trajectory is mathematically challenging. Interest payments alone are consuming an increasing share of federal revenue, and demographic trends suggest entitlement spending will continue growing faster than economic growth. Dalio's point of no return comment suggests he believes we've crossed a threshold where debt dynamics become self-reinforcing.
Fed Chair Warsh is planning to scrap the dot plot at his first meeting, which would eliminate one of the Federal Reserve's primary communication tools. The dot plot shows individual Fed officials' interest rate projections, and removing it suggests Warsh wants less forward guidance and more flexibility in monetary policy.
Scrapping the dot plot could increase market volatility because investors rely on Fed guidance for long-term planning. Without those projections, markets will have less information about likely policy paths, which could lead to more speculation and price swings in both bond and equity markets.
Goldman Sachs is releasing sobering assessments about AI economics, saying they're actually worse now than 2 years ago. This is significant because AI has been driving much of the tech sector valuation expansion. If Goldman is correct, we may be looking at a major correction in technology valuations.
The AI economics deterioration suggests either the technology isn't delivering promised productivity gains or implementation costs are much higher than anticipated. Companies have invested hundreds of billions in AI infrastructure based on optimistic return projections. So if those returns aren't materializing, we could see significant write-downs.
TSMC's CEO is providing additional context, saying chip supply won't meet AI demand for years. Even with new U.S. capacity, TSMC cannot fulfill surging orders. They're projecting over 30% sales growth but still can't meet demand, which creates a fundamental bottleneck for AI expansion.
That chip shortage represents a physical constraint on economic growth. If AI is supposed to drive productivity gains, but chip shortages prevent AI deployment, then expected economic benefits get delayed indefinitely. This creates a gap between Wall Street valuations based on AI promises and real-world implementation capabilities.
The Pentagon is facing $1 billion in unplanned fuel costs as gas prices reshape American spending patterns. Military logistics depend on predictable energy costs, and billion-dollar overruns suggest either poor budgeting or dramatic price volatility affecting defense operations.
Military fuel cost overruns are economically significant because defense spending has multiplier effects throughout the economy. If the Pentagon needs additional appropriations for fuel, that either increases deficit spending or crowds out other government programs.
We're also seeing interesting international trade tensions. Brazilian President Lula says Brazil can't accept proposed U.S. tariffs totaling up to 37.5%. This suggests the Trump administration is considering massive tariff increases on Brazilian imports, which could significantly impact agricultural and manufacturing trade.
37.5% tariffs on Brazilian goods would be economically substantial. Brazil exports significant agricultural commodities to the United States, so those tariffs would increase food costs for American consumers while potentially reducing Brazilian export revenues.
Now for our what if we're wrong discussion. The prevailing consensus seems to be that rising debt levels and delinquencies represent serious economic risks requiring immediate policy attention. But what if we're overestimating these dangers?
That's a valuable question, Sarah. Modern monetary theory advocates argue that countries with sovereign currencies can sustain much higher debt levels than traditional economics suggests. Japan has maintained debt-to-GDP ratios above 250% for years without fiscal crisis.
The counterargument would be that technological productivity gains could grow the economy faster than debt accumulates, making current debt levels manageable over time. If AI eventually delivers promised productivity improvements, economic growth could outpace debt growth, even at current levels.
For rising delinquencies, an alternative interpretation might be that increased defaults represent healthy market function rather than systemic crisis. If credit standards were too loose during pandemic stimulus, some normalization of default rates might be necessary for market efficiency.
If we're wrong about these economic risks, the signal to watch would be sustained productivity growth above historical averages combined with stable inflation. If the economy can grow faster while maintaining price stability, current debt and credit concerns may prove manageable.
The key assumption we might be wrong about is timing. Even if debt and credit issues eventually create problems, the timeline could be much longer than current pessimists suggest, allowing for policy adjustments and technological solutions to emerge.